Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ESPN Upstate presents Straight Up with Sturge with Mark Sturgis. Served up by Smoke on the Water, 1 Augusta Street in beautiful downtown Greenville.
Please
call 844 GSP ESPN.
Listen in Greenville at 105.9 FM, Martinburg at 97.1 FM. Yeah!
And now, Straight Up with Sturge on ESPN Upstate.
Welcome in, Upstate. It is a Wednesday, hump day edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I'm live on the ground at Smoke on the Water Diesel back at the ESPN Upstate Studios, and we'll get you through till 7 o'clock, kind of our final day of the holiday season as we rearrange some things with the schedule, with co-host schedule, and things of that nature. Of course, moving forward, Price will be on Monday, Thursdays, and Fridays, Coach Phillips on Tuesday and Wednesdays. But, again, it's Diesel and I today. We got a lot of big things to talk about, which includes our Gamecock check-in with David Caravella, the Charleston Post and Courier, at 4:45. And then in the 6 p.m. hour, Taj Boyd is going to join us, hopefully here at Smoke on the Water, maybe over the telephone, as he had a few things that he was dealing with today on his other job. But Diesel's back there at the ESPN Upstate Studios, and he'll take your phone call at 844-GSP. ESPN. Bunch of different things to get into today. One thing I want to hear from our listeners as we go through the show. Diesel, is the locker room a sacred space? Because I believe it is. And we know about the Facebook Live and the video that gets up from Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Next thing you know, Ben Roethlisberger's apologizing for things he said. Mike Tomlin's apologizing for cussing. This, that, and the other, but those are the guys that should not be apologizing for anything, in my opinion, because, you know, no offense, I think the locker room is where teams and coaches gather, and they use various forms of motivation, and shame on that for being put out there and them having to apologize for anything.
Well, first of all, Antonio Brown's stupid for doing what he did, for Facebook Live-ing a post-game speech, or for Facebook Live-ing during a post-game speech by his coaches and his team captain. It's incredibly disrespectful to his coach and captain for doing it. However, as you said, the locker room is a sacred space for those athletes. I get the fact that, you know, we as sports fans want to know every detail of what they do every second. Oh my God, give us more, give us more, give us more. So we're asking for that. And we don't know if, you know, if members of the Pittsburgh Steelers media relations team haven't gone to these guys and said, hey, try to leak some of this stuff out here and there. Because fans love it. Fans eat it up. So, I mean, and they understand that. Players understand that fans eat that stuff up. So they know that putting that stuff out there is going to get them clicks.
I just, in this instance, I don't see why a coach has to apologize. I remember back in 10th grade with me in a JV basketball game. My God, my coach lost it. We were playing over at the South Carolina School for the Deaf and Blind, single A basketball back in the day. It was just an entirely weird experience, you know, for playing. Very quiet. We were almost going through the motions. He unleashed on a locker during halftime that ended up knocking a couple of lockers over because they weren't bolted down. And that was the moment of relief that we needed to go out there and play, you know, loose in the second half and handle our business. But again, he would have never wanted that getting out there. It wasn't supposed to happen, but it was funny as all get out. I don't agree with guys having to apologize. Listen, is this Peyton Manning showing your butt in the locker room back a la, what, 96, 97, when, you know, that thing went down? I don't know, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's just coaches and players and what's said in the heat of the moment is you're coming down after a win or, you know, trying to get yourself back up after a loss. That doesn't need to be necessarily shared, and people apologize for it, regardless if they've been asked to do it or not. Now, I don't think Antonio Brown was asked to do that because he has caught some heat from not only his coaching staff but his players as well. And you know, as you kind of said, learn millennials, not put, you don't have to put anything in everything, but 17 minutes of it was just quite ridiculous. All right, so that's what we want to hear from you today. You get your shot at that. Was the locker room a sacred space? You know, is this a day and age in this politically correct world that we have to hold hands and sing kumbaya? And, you know, people use different things to get motivated, especially when it comes to the locker room. We'll also talk about the NFL playoffs and notes in the NFL. College basketball, things are awfully chippy this year, and it's only January 18th. Also, some college football notes as well, including some sad news and maybe some coaching news. But some local news to get you started with, Diesel, is, first of all, a big game down in Columbia. We'll talk about it with David Caravella at 4:45. That's Florida at South Carolina, two undefeated teams in SEC play at this point of the year. And guess what? That's a 6:30 tip-off on the SEC network. In South Carolina has moved back in the top 25 in the collegiate basketball rankings. Also, the Senior Bowl. Clemson has three players in it, three players that turned down invites for various reasons. The guys going to the Senior Bowl are Ben Bulwer, Carlos Watkins, and wide receiver Artavis Scott. Passing up invitations are Deshaun Watson, Jordan Leggett, and Mike Williams. Now, Deshaun just said it's simply due to the length of the season. They played 15 games. Diesel, that's really two more than a lot of people played this year at 13, going 12, and then a bowl game. So I think there's enough tape on Deshaun. This is not a, you know, a one-up moment. He just said simply fatigue is a huge issue with him right now when it comes out of this 15-game season. Also, Jordan Leggett and Mike Williams said they're just comfortable enough. They want to concentrate on training for the NFL draft coming up, and that's what they'll do. And for by all accounts, we hear Mike Williams will be the first wide receiver taken when it comes to that upcoming draft. So there's some Clemson news. There's some South Carolina news. But, Diesel, it is just a glorious day out there in the upstate. I mean, we have tied a record high of 77 degrees. What in the world are bosses across the upstate thinking at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not letting their staffs off to go enjoy this weather out there? Just think of what we could be doing right now.
It's rude.
Playing golf.
It's rude is what it is.
I mean, 77 freaking degrees on January 18th.
Should I pass that note along to Steve Senecroppy?
No, because here, you know,
I mean,
what's
you
coming.
Said it.
I know I said it, but, you know, everything I say is in jest. It bounces off you and comes back to me. No,
that's not how that quote goes.
I know.
It's rubber and glue.
Yeah, all right. But my point being is, man, this is, couldn't you be out there cross training, you doing your thing, us hitting golf balls today? Yeah, also, this will come back to, we will have something with 4 inches of ice in it between now and the middle of March. You realize that? Or, you know, a massive flu bug sweep its way. There will be ramifications for these type of days in the middle of January. We just don't know what they are at this point. Don't forget at 4:59, we're going to give you the key word. And you can text that in to 72881, and you go in a pool to win $1,000 free and clear on ESPN Upstate, Intercom Upstate, and Intercom. And then finally, and since we're in that giving mood today, Diesel, we will give away 4 tickets to this weekend's auto show over at the TD Convention Center. They're good for one-day entry, so you can split them up amongst 4 friends or use 2 on consecutive days. But, hey, that's a free trip to the auto show this weekend at the TD Convention Center. Outside of that, a lot of basketball to talk about, which includes Notre Dame at Florida State at 7 p.m., Diesel, Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech tonight, Wake Forest and Miami squaring off. And, of course, Clemson needs a big basketball win tomorrow night. They can't fall further behind the eight ball. They're already sitting there at 1-4, and the task at hand tomorrow night at 9 p.m. is to go to Louisville. Diesel, just going to Louisville is tough enough in its own right. Agree? All right. Yes, it is. But Clemson may have a little break tomorrow night just simply in the fact that Quentin Snyder is out for the Louisville Cardinals in that 9 p.m. matchup here at 8:30 on ESPN Upstate. We'll go into that basketball coverage with the Clemson Tiger Sports Network. But Quentin Snyder is out, will be out for the next 2 to 3 weeks with his injury. And why is that a big deal? He is Louisville's offense at January 18th. I mean, you've got some Louisville plays fantastic defense, absolutely no doubt about it, but they can be offensively challenged at times. And without Quentin Snyder, God, it's a tough task going to the KFC Yum Center at any time of the year, but maybe makes it a little bit easier and, quite frankly, a game that I think the Tigers have to have. I mean, you get that little bit of a deal. Nobody saw them starting 1-4. You start to hear a little bit of chippiness out there. We're only, and listen, they're in the 40s when it comes to RPI. Everybody remembers that offseason before things kind of went south when ACC play started. They've got 4 losses in a row. Do the Tigers. They need to clean that up. They need to know how to finish, and they need to play a little bit better defense. And without Quentin Snyder tomorrow night for the Louisville Cardinals, there is a chance. There is a chance. All right. Like we said, David Caravella with the Gamecock update. At 4:45, Taj Boyd in the final hour. We'll give away some tickets. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000. But also tomorrow night, or for the show tomorrow, Price Atkinson and I'll be set up at Furman University inside Timmons Arena. We'll do our show leading into that 7 p.m. tip-off. It's East Tennessee State. They're undefeated in SoCon play against the Furman Paladins. And we'll have Coach Nico Medved, some other people from Furman University. Come out and see us. We'll get you ready to go because, again, the Furman Paladins could use it. Also, tomorrow night up in Spartanburg, it's a 7 p.m. tip-off. It is VMI at Wofford, and then, of course, they'll switch this weekend. Furman will host VMI on Saturday at 4 p.m. at Timmons Arena, and Wofford will host East Tennessee State Sunday at 2 p.m. So a big weekend of SoCon basketball here in the Upstate. Also, look out for the USC Upstate Spartans. The Upstate Spartans second in the Atlantic Sun right now as we really get squarely into conference play. So congratulations to them as well. All right, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. We'll get into to some college football. But here's your question of the day, guys. Just simply, is the locker room a sacred space? Do the Pittsburgh Steelers, do Mike Tomlin, do Ben Roethlisberger have anything to apologize for? I don't think so. It's called a game. It's called a game. This is Straight Up with Sturge, 844-GSB-ESPN.
Sports talk for Upstate South Carolina.
You're getting the straight scoop.
Greenville, 105.9 FM and 1330 AM.
Spartanburg,
97.1 FM and 950 AM.
On Straight Up with Sturge.
Mark Sturgeon.
ESPN Upstate.
You know, Deez, I guess I better start talking because every time you play that coming in, I just want to let you roll it for about another minute, man, because that's still one of the best songs. It's always going to be one of the best clips from Saturday Night Live.
I can just see Will Ferrell in his small sweater with his gut and his belly hair hanging out.
To me, golly, I'm going to date myself here as well. Of course, everybody knows I'm older than you, but the two best faux studio moments on Saturday Night Live were that one, and then going back to one of the original years when Bill Murray was on there. He was like to hang along with the band in the studio, but he was responsible for going around and giving everybody a sniff of the cocaine to get them ready to play their part there in the studio. So anyway, not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at the skit on Saturday Night Live. Real quickly, before we go to the phone lines tonight, big basketball game for the South Carolina Gamecocks as they take on the University of Florida. Remember, both of those teams are undefeated in league play. Only one other team in the SEC can claim that. That's the Kentucky Wildcats, and that's where South Carolina will head this weekend. So when it comes to RPI and all that stuff that goes along with seeding,
It is a tough week for Gamecock basketball, as Florida is actually a top five RPI team right now. You got to get the split this week. If you can take one, of course, you want to make sure you take the one at home. But big weekend for Frank Martin and the Gamecocks, and we will talk about that with David Caravella, the Charleston Post and Courier, at 4:45. But we've been talking about locker rooms and are they sacred grip. Diesel, I think they are. And I think what happened to Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger, kind of ridiculous. You know, you use that for whatever motivation. That's your time with the guys. You know, that's like going and spilling the beans on guys' night out as long as nobody gets hurt. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. But Delvin wants to get in with this. Delvin, welcome in.
Hey, guys, how you doing? First of all, I have a fever, and it's more cowbell. I know you're talking about Christopher Walken. I agree with you, Stur. The locker room is sacred. Like you said, that's after a game, a hard-fought game. You win the game, you're excited about it, and you know you're going in next week, another big game, chance to go to the Super Bowl. You try to motivate your players, the two leaders of your team, your coach, your head coach, and your quarterback, and you got your evil receiver want to make it all by himself, not even paying attention. And you know he's a deep. He's not even paying attention to the speech. He making it all by himself and stupid. And people say, how do you get him back? You know, he want to get a big contract. You know what I'll do? I'll put it in his cause. If you do anything with Facebook or social media, we take a half of your signing bonus.
And Delvin, that's a great point because, you know, they want you to get this stuff out, but not in this part because – you know, in the heat of the moment, Tomlin saying, you know, we just spotted these a-holes a day and a half. They played yesterday. Our game got moved to tonight. We're going to touchdown at 4 o'clock in the effing morning, so be it. We'll be ready for them. You know, that's not like, you know, personal attacks. You know what I mean? That's locker room. And the locker room is not always the place for the politically correct. It never will be. And sometimes in life, that's just the way it is. As long as it's not a racial. And listen, I thought, you know, this kind of coming out, you know, it was black and white. You know, that's one place we have improved things. So as long as it's not sexist, it's not racial, it's nothing of that nature. No, in my opinion, there's nothing to apologize for.
Basically, it's like boys being boys. So
that's it.
And what's the lady with the Clemson coaches? I know the big news today is me calling officially on the staff. But he's not. He's a co-defensive backs coach now. I mean, the safeties coach. I mean, the cornerbacks coach, so to speak. That's still the EU. That's 10. That's 9 coaches right there. Unless you, what's the latest with Marion Harvey? Unless something's going on. Do you think that would just wait for that 10 assistant coach rule or something to happen? Or if Marion Harvey, he hired a coach.
All right. Thank you, Delvin. Cut that off, Diesel. Woo-hoo. Okay. I don't know.
Delvin can't even finish asking his question for us, and he's calling other sports talk shows.
I don't know. We guessed that Mickey Cronin was going to be the next guy up. We'll find out. First of all, you can't hire this 10th assistant coach until that legislation gets passed through. And of course, that's going to get an automatic approval. But the NCAA did mess around with some things last night, Diesel. When it comes to that early signing period, they have decided that they are going to go with it, but they are going to eliminate June. Really, the only deal that they're going to have for an early signing period is a 72-hour slot in mid-December. So you can go ahead and get it over there, or you can wait till February. But the one thing that they did change, and it will not go in their proposal, is they will not adopt a June signing period. So the deal is these things still have to be signed off on. You may see a little movement on that staff, one guy from position to position. But, you know, you see how similar Alabama and Clemson have become as programs overall, Diesel, in playing for the last two national championship games. The one thing that Nick Saban said to the media, because he lost Mario Cristobal, his offensive line coach, to Oregon, is more than likely they're going to hire from within. Because you just keep – those guys are in the staff meetings and all that stuff. There's something to be said for continuity. So, you know, we'll figure that one out as we move forward. But, you know, when it comes back to this locker room deal, You know, to me, it's just ridiculous because, you know, they tried to bait something out of Julian Edelman, the wide receiver with New England, about this stuff. And he didn't really take it. He just said, quote, "That's how that team is run. I personally don't think that that would be something that would happen in our locker room. But, hey, whatever. Some people like red and some people like blue. Some people like tulips and some people like roses. Whatever." In taking the high road there and saying that's not the way they do it, put a mic in the New England Patriots locker room 20, 15 minutes after a game ends and don't hear, it's not going to be all quiet. You know what I mean? But good for them for not ratcheting up a notch. And, you know, here's the reality. What's going to come with this stuff? People are not going to say anything and then you're going to hate it. You know, Ben Roethlisberger just said, quote, "I don't think I need to speak as much." In the long run, that's not what we want. We want, like you said, that inside access. We want to see the Florida State locker room in that Showtime series that they did this fall. I was fascinated by the inner workings of a football team at that level because you know what? We aren't privy to that in the media when it comes to Clemson or South Carolina or that kind of thing. So the biggest thing by doing this stuff is you're hurting everybody else from ever getting that access, much less the comments again. Because I'm telling you, if they could get away with it, and that starts here, locally, and everywhere else with the major universities, Diesel, I'm telling you right now, they would get rid of all the media. They would control the message through ClemsonTigers.com. And then, not knocking Clemson or South Carolina, Gamecocks Online. But then you're going to have to be worried about, is everything a fluff piece? And you're not getting what you really, really want to find out, honestly, about a program. I mean, look at
what
Tom...
Think about this, Sturge. What you're saying is we're getting too much... colorful news out of locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody like Clemson University controls what comes out, which is not unlike the way it was done 25 years ago, you know, when there was one, maybe two reporters, you know, reporting on a major university, that's the way it had been done. It's just you're going about it in a different way. So you can't have it both ways. Either you want everything that comes out of the locker room or you don't.
Right. Then you got to have nothing because, you know, again, what I'm getting back to is when people start having to do this, you know, Roethlisberger apologize and I just need to shut up. That's all that's going to do is make more people cautious of what they're doing. Give these players. First of all, this isn't a segment on Clemson. I'm just using that as an example because parlay that into what we saw from Tom Herman yesterday. You know, his comments were, in talking to the group of parents of the current Texas football players, that please only put out positive stuff on social media. Do not talk to reporters. Do not do this. That is what I mean. That's the epitome of trying to control the message, whether it's good or bad. And at that point, you know, there's too many people that, number one, still believe because it's on the internet, it's true. But number two, if you can't get people in there and actually doing their jobs, then guess what? We lose that purpose. And they're going, that gives them more ability to circle the ranks. And that's not what really, it's a two-way street is what I'm getting at. Just be smart in how you, just be smart in how you pass and don't knock each other's rearview mirrors off. Is that fair? So, all right, you can get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN. When we come back, let's look at the NFL playoffs, some notes, some other things as well, as we will get into more Gamecocks with David Caravella, the Charleston Post and Courier, at 445. This is Straight Up with Sturge. We're live from Smoke on the Water on ESPN Upstate.
This is Straight Up with Sturge on the Upstate's new home for the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN Upstate.
And in Greenville,
105.9 FM and 1330 AM. Spartanburg, 97.1 FM and 950 AM. This is Straight Up with Sturge on ESPN Upstate.
Diesel, you're a pig. That's all I'm saying, and that's all I'm going to get with that. As next segment, this will be pretty short. I just want to get with David Caravella of the Charleston Post and Courier. He's the Gamecock beat writer And we'll find out more about this big contest tonight in Columbia between the Gamecocks and Florida, as well as some football notes as well. But, you know, Diesel, we've been kind of talking about the locker room being a sacred place. You know, you see, you know, men acting like men, boys like boys, whatever. But, you know, it's because the game of sport is the ultimate drama, and we saw it a week ago Monday night when Clemson played Alabama in the championship game, and it came down to literally who made a play with 1 second left on the clock. You know, and it was Clemson, and they go on and win. But we also, unfortunately, have seen in the last 48 hours some of the ultimate drama in sport, and it's not always on the good side. I've had a couple of people ask me about this one. I want to make sure we get it out. Last night in the South Carolina-Tennessee basketball game, Rashard Brooks of Ole Miss had a seizure. He collapsed on the court near the Ole Miss bench just after halftime. They had to bring in a stretcher and take him out off the floor immediately. His teammates were gathered around him in prayer, and it was just one of these sights that just makes you stop. You know, I had flashbacks of Hank Gathers when he passed away on the floor for Loyola Marymount all those years ago. You know, he had the heart condition, and, you know, these guys, Rashid Brooks, you know, he is in stable condition, but, you know, Andy Kennedy talked about the Ole Miss basketball coach. He doesn't remember anything that happened, and he said he had never seen anything like that. He said it scared him to death. You know, he's there getting good treatment in Knoxville at Baptist Memorial Hospital, but in Oxford at Baptist Memorial Hospital. But still, those are those moments, you know. You never know. Fortunately, he's alive, because I don't know if you caught this one. We're going to talk about what the heck is going on at Oregon later on. But unfortunately, you know, these are the things. You just do not know when your time is up, because Northern Michigan, you know, a D2 team, one of their offensive linemen, Anthony Herbert, at 20 years old, passed away yesterday after being found unresponsive in his dorm room. It was after he had participated in a morning workout with the football team. He reportedly, after that, went and ate breakfast. He returned to his room, and then he was, you know, I guess his roommate found him, and he was having a medical emergency, and unfortunately, he did not make it. And you're talking about a 20-year-old that started 11 games as a redshirt freshman for that Division II football team last year. And not only that, he was on the all-academic team for the Great Lakes Conference. So, you know, it's just those are the things that you can't control, and these are the reasons that, you know, maybe locker rooms should be sacred just for those moments that you get to have with your friends that, quite frankly, not everyone needs to be everywhere all the time. Yeah, that's what makes life so great. You know, you can go to this school. You can be a fan of that school. I can join this fraternity. You can choose not to. You can join that one. I'm sorry, there is a little bit of individualism that we need to keep in this world, in our lives as well, because that's who ends up making us who we are. And I'm not trying to get on a rant or a rampage here. Just saying, don't be offended by this kind of thing, because I'm telling you, having been around some females, I coached a female sorority flag football team back in college, and they ended up looking at me going, anything you hear goes in one ear and out the other. A group of females can be just as hardcore as a group of males any day of the week, and I actually probably learned more in that two-month period about females than at any point I have in my life. All right, when we come back, it's time to talk Gamecocks. It's David Carabella of the Charleston Post and Courier. He is the University of South Carolina beat writer, and you can give him a follow on Twitter at @DCarabella. This is Straight Up with Sturge.
From Clemson to Carolina, if it's sports, we're talking about it.
Listen in Greenville.
105.9 FM and 1330 AM. Spartanburg. 97.1 FM and 950 AM. Straight Up with Sturge on ESPN Upstate.
Welcome back into Smoke on the Water on this Wednesday edition. Let's go to the guest line for the first time today. It's our good friend David Carabella of the Charleston Post and Courier. He's your Gamecock beat writer, and you can find him on Twitter at @DCarabella. Welcome in, my friend.
Mark, how are you doing, buddy?
Man, it's 77 degrees in the upstate, 78 down in Charleston. And of course, you're in the Midlands, so you realize something bad's going to happen here in the next month.
I'm taking what I can get, you know. It's January. It's sit out on the porch and have a beer weather, you know. And we know there's more cold stuff coming. Nobody believes we're going to get off scot-free until April, but I'll take it when I can get it.
Absolutely. And speaking of taking when you can get it, that is the moment tonight at Colonial Life Arena, because South Carolina and Florida are in a 6:30 tip-off on the SEC Network. Gamecocks have found their footing once Sendarius Thornwell back on the team. Florida, top five in RPI. They're 5-0 in league play. The only other undefeated team's Kentucky at 5-0. Man, what a big ball game for Frank Martin, because, you know, Clemson, one of their losses hadn't exactly been racking up wins. So this is one of those few chances that South Carolina gets to really bolster their RPI.
Yeah, it is. In defense of Clemson, every week is like this week for them, with the kind of competition they play in the ACC right now. But, you know, listen, South Carolina has an opportunity in front of them this week to build the kind of resume that will not go overlooked on Selection Sunday. You know, Florida is a really, really good team. You mentioned the top four, five RPI. I think that's a little deceiving because they got rewarded for playing all those games on neutral courts while their arena was being renovated. At the same time, it's still top five RPI. They still won, what, six or seven coming into Columbia. So, you know, this is a team that's kind of found its footing under Mike White after kind of an unsteady first year when he had to kind of, you know, clean up some of the messes that happened in Billy Donovan's last year. So, South Carolina wins this game, it'd be a really nice RPI boost and a lot of momentum going to Rupp Arena, which is a whole different kind of challenge.
And they'll do it with defense. I mean, that's a trademark of Frank Martin. But you look at what they're doing this year, and it's historic. They're number one in the country in three-point percentage. They're turning people over 21 times a game in league play. And that's what gets this offense running, is to create opportunities for themselves on the defensive end.
It gives you such a safety net, Mark. I mean, we look at this team, this program, from the past few years, and they would have those games when shots didn't get in and everything would unravel. And now, I mean, listen, their last two games against Tennessee and Ole Miss have not been pretty offensively. And yet that defense has been so solid, it's enabled not just to overcome it, but to not really even be threatened down the stretch. The defense is so good right now, it really allows South Carolina to get away with the kind of mistakes offensively that would have really, really cost them a few years ago. And you know, defense is one of those things that does not slump, Mark. That's why coaches love it so much. And South Carolina clearly has one right now they can lean on in almost any situation.
Yeah, and it's not just at the top with Thornwell and with P.J. Dozier. To me, it's getting 9-10 guys deep into the bench where they can just keep coming at you in waves, because, like you said, they've had to kind of skin it with defense the last couple of weeks. But tonight, you know, with this Mike White team coming in at 15-3, you're probably going to have to play maybe your cleanest game of the year on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, I mean, this is Florida's the kind of lineup that I think that matches up actually pretty well against South Carolina, with a lot of rangy guards. You know, South Carolina known for that on the ball pressure, and, you know, known for that kind of defense that forces you to make uncomfortable catches on the perimeter. You know, if Florida is going to win this game, it's going to be because their wing players are able to get free and things like that. And so, you know, South Carolina's got to do a really good job of closing out on shooters. I like Canyon Berry, you know, get too free. But, you know, they're built to play games like this. I mean, listen, Saturday against, you know, DeAndre Fox and Malik Monk and those guys, that whole group of NBA players in waiting, is that's a whole different challenge. But when you look at, you know, you look at a college team with college players like Florida has, I think South Carolina is ready made to contend in these kinds of games.
All right, final thing when it comes to this game tonight, you know, what type of atmosphere? Because Coach Martin was talking about on the Feinbaum show yesterday, you're talking about South Carolina, who's 19th in the country in attendance. They won 10 out of 11 games on their home floor this weekend. And as Coach Martin said, compared to his first game as a Gamecock, when he could hear somebody having a cell phone conversation across the court.
Yeah, he could. And you know, Mark, they've been drawing, you know, five figures for SEC games with regularity since last year. So I don't know if this is necessarily a new phenomenon. I think Frank doesn't want to take it for granted. And, you know, I think he's trying to cultivate the kind of student section that he had at Kansas State, where everybody's in their seat 10 minutes before tip off, and everybody's already ragging the other team 10 minutes before tip-off. I think he really kind of challenges the students to get there early and be loud. But, you know, listen, they've been coming. You know South Carolina's culture here. And if they win, people will turn out. They've been doing that for the men's basketball team since last year. And there's no reason to believe it's going to stop anytime soon.
All right, switching over to an article that you've done, recruiting is kicked up in full gear. It was a great story. It says, in the afterglow of Clemson's national championship, Gamecocks seek their recruiting niche. And, you know, and some people are viewing it, you know, as, oh, wow, look, they're already taking Clemson's leftovers. No, the point being, there's plenty of good football players in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, which is obviously going to be the base, and not everybody can go to Clemson, nor does everybody want to go to Clemson. But the game on turned out to be more or less to the players and coaches. We have to step up our game because Clemson proved you can win a national title here from the Palmetto State.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, Mark, I've always believed that South Carolina can have great seasons, can contend for conference championships regardless of the outcome against Clemson. I know that game means a lot to a lot of people, but I also think it's possible to kind of separate from the equation and look at South Carolina's in-conference body of work as its own entity. And I know that perhaps that's hard to do sometimes with what they're doing up there, in the upstate. But at the same time, they've had to up their recruiting game. I mean, there's no question that, you know, things slid the last few years under Steve Spurrier. There's no question that Muschamp has come in with kind of a recruiting system that's a lot more like Dabo does it, which kind of floods the zone, which sends multiple coaches to multiple high schools and not just relies on one area recruiter to do all the work for you. And listen, I think the crux of that story was a lot of people telling me Clemson goes so far and wide for recruits now and battles Alabama and Florida State for all these national five stars. There's some room for South Carolina to get in there and get 6, 8, 10 players from South Carolina who can be the nucleus of their next great team. And there's no reason to believe they can't do that, given that's very close to what Steve Spurrier.
All right, David, final question, because at 4:59, we got to give away a key word where people can enter a contest and win $1,000 cash. So, and listen, David, when it comes to that, you know, I heard a great argument. Sometimes I like listening in when people don't realize, you know, A, who I am, but B, there's something pertinent that they're arguing. So a bunch of Carolina fans the other night, and they were saying, which one had you rather win, the SEC East or the Clemson game? And I was just kind of shocked it was an either or, because shouldn't the goal be, if you win the SEC East, you should feel good about your chances going into the Clemson game as well? For me, it's not an either or proposition. It's just get the program as best as you can and take your shot.
And I'll be honest, even if it was an either or proposition, you'd take the East every year.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you would. I'm dead with you. You win the East. I'm from this state. I've lived my entire life in this state. I get the whole Clemson South Carolina thing, but I mean, there's no choice between the two, and what one sets you up for, and one and the other is just one game. I mean, it's a game you live with all year round, but it's just one game. And you're right, Mark. I mean, if you can do one, you should be able to do the other. In theory, and you know, right now South Carolina's, you know, not a long way from doing both, but trying to climb back up that ladder. And you know, they've had to rebuild a lot of things, and it's. I'm not exactly crazy about the way some Clemson fans sort of try to throw this national championship back at South Carolina, given that the Gamecocks have been in such a dire state the last few years. It's almost like the two programs on very different planes right now, and pitting them against each other is not exactly a fair thing to do.
I'm with you, and again, I guess it's just, you know, how can you visualize? You know, that's what the coaches tell you so many times, visualize the moment. And you know what? I think both can be done. If you're good enough to compete at the top levels of the SEC, you're honestly going to be good enough to compete with Clemson as well. All right, you got Clemson, South Carolina, Florida tonight. We've got recruiting around the corner. David Caravella, people can find you on Twitter at dcaravella. What y'all working on? PostingCourier.com.
Oh, it's big on basketball coming up, Mark. Not just with the men with the two ranked games, but the women have a massive game Monday night against number 4 Mississippi State. That I know UConn is out there, But this game on Monday night could determine whether the USC women get a number one seed in the NCAA tournament.
Well, listen, you know, as always, buddy, we appreciate you getting in with us. Enjoy what should be a very, very good basketball game there in the Colonial Life Arena tonight.
Heading there right now, Mark. Always appreciate it.
All right, there's David Caravella from the Charleston Post and Courier. Always appreciate him getting in with us. And again, you know, Diesel, like I said, you know where we tend to hear those conversations at. You're at those production meetings. And to me, it's not either or. Is this, if you can compete to win the East and potentially win the entire SEC, Clemson King should kind of come along with it, that you should feel good about your shots from time to time. Clemson had a great year, but the reality is, you know, they aren't the end all. These things are cyclical as well. I mean, App State won three in a row at one point. Guess what? They didn't win a fourth. You never know what
That's
it's going to be. Is that
it
a fair way of looking at it?
Yeah, it always comes and goes.
Okay. All right. Here in just a second, we're going to give you a word, and you can text it in to 72881, and you can win $1,000 free and clear on ESPN. Upstate, and Intercom. But don't forget, when we come back on the other side, what we're going to do is Diesel has been putting together. You know, apparently, Jerry Jones is out there calling out people. By that, I mean, he says Tony Romo can make every throw that Aaron Rodgers can. What is he trying to do? Get more leverage for a trade? What is going on? Where Jerry Jones had one too many plastic surgeries for his own good. So we'll do that when we come back. But before we go, it's time for you to win some dough. Goodness gracious. All you gotta do is text the following word, retire, R-E-T-I-R-E, text retire to 72881. You go in a pool, you can win $1,000 free and clear on ESPN Upstate and Intercom. Granted, you can't retire off $1,000, but you can take Diesel and I out for an awfully fun night, no doubt about it. Again, we give these words out 2 p.m., 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. in our free cash dash contest right here on ESPN Upstate and Intercom. But when we come back, Diesel, he's got a little weird sense of humor. We're going to talk about Jerry Jones and his comments when it comes to his quarterback, Tony Romo, being every bit as good as Aaron Rodgers. This is Straight Up with Sturge. We're live on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.